Hello.
Hello.
Good morning, Priyank sir.
Good morning, Raju. How are you?
Good. How about you?
Doing good. How may I help you?
So you are on leave on Friday and are not available yesterday at all?
No, I was not on. I was on a half day on Friday and yesterday
okay.
I was in a meeting, so I wasn't able to take your calls.
That's fine. Nothing urgent.
Okay.
I have a patient online named KCSS want to speak with the billing regarding
her
credit balance.
Yeah, sure. Just a moment.
Okay.
Are Puril bhai? Puril bhai? ઓલું તમે વીકલી સમરી વાળું ફોર્મેટ નતો મોકલ્યા? એની અંદર મેં થોડું ઘણું ચેન્જીસ કર્યું છે, જોઈ લેજો ને બરોબર છે શું નહીં શું નહીં. હા Okay, go ahead and transfer.
Connecting, yeah.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, good morning, ma'am. This is Priyank.
I'm sorry?
Can I get your date of birth in order to pull it up your account firstly, ma'am?
Sure, 3/26/86.
Sorry?
3/26/86.
It's East at
KC,
right?
I'm sorry?
It's this KC, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How can I help you?
Are you billing?
Yes.
Okay. I am owed money that I paid to you guys. It's roughly $300 or right under $300 or right over $300.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I want to know how I can get my refund and why I have to reach out to you guys to get my money back.
Yeah, because ma'am, whenever we are making a payment, that money, the payment entry transferred to us, and then that's our job of a part that any kind of a refund request or payment details needs to be go through billing department, not for the front desk.
Understood, but when you guys were issued a full payment from TRICARE, you should have automatically sent me my money back. Why am I contacting you asking for that information?
Yeah, I definitely understand your concern, ma'am. But the thing is, there are some, there are multiple patients' accounts, whereby initially the insurance informed us that this kind of will be the patient responsibility. And when we are, calling the patient to make a payment, that's not working out. So we have changed our system to make collecting the payment upfront. If the insurance is paying us a full, we will definitely going to refund the amount. But by that time, will not be able to do that. But I can see that as of now, your credit balance with us is $148.01.
No, it should be more than that. But
no,
either way, once again, I will check on the rest of it.
Hmm.
Even so, once again, why am I having to ask you for my money?
Because we have
I know for a fact
department,
that you guys... You're in the billing department. Am I not talking to the right person?
You are talking to the right person.
So why do I have to ask your company, your doctor's office, for my money back? It should be an automatic payment back to me when you guys are not coding things correctly. TRICARE Prime, I do not pay for anything. Not one thing. Everything is covered.
Okay, ma'am, let me
So therefore, once again, my upsetness is because I I'm trying to figure out if it's been at least 30 to 60 days of when I should have had this money back, and I have yet to have it back.
Okay, I totally get that. But let me verify, you have make a payment us on May 9th of 2025 in the amount of $255.51 out of for the date of service February 3rd of 2025. Your insurance didn't pay to us and it was applied to your yearly deductible. So we have applied $107.50 to that date of service. So as of the moment we have a credit balance of 148.01.
So once again, I will go handle that with TRICARE. Again, you guys need to fix your coding because I'm tired of having to go fix your guys' problem for how you're coding things to my insurance. Because this is a repetitive problem, apparently.
The details that I'm mentioning to you, ma'am. We are not here to charge you for any extra. We are just charging you for which insurance is applied.
I already have a complaint with them, which is why I got the refund. Now I have a refund from you guys because as soon as I got charged the money, I called them immediately and said, excuse me, why am I being charged? And
you
that's how
me.
I got a refund. So
okay,
I already have a complaint
ma'am.
With them.
Ma'am,
I will be calling
ma'am,
them.
Ma'am,
no,
calm down.
No,
ma'am.
Let me finish.
Ma'am,
no,
calm down.
No.
Yelling is not an option
no,
or there will be
I'm
no resolution if you are going to yell at me.
I am not yelling. This is
yes,
actually my tone of voice. Thank you very much. No, I am not. This is my tone of voice. I actually have a vocal cord problem. Thank you.
Okay. So the thing is, as you have mentioned that you have reached out to your insurance.
So now I'm going to finish talking because you interrupted me, did not let me finish because you accused me of yelling even though this is my tone. So
okay,
let me finish.
Go ahead.
Once again, I will go handle the rest of the money from them, but I'm still owed $145.01 that you guys have in a negative there. Why have I not received it yet? That is on you to refund my money, not to keep it. That is not your decision to make. If I am owed my money back, I am owed my money back.
Yeah.
That is not for your doctor's office to make the decision.
Okay, are you done?
Yep, I'm done now.
Okay, so the thing is, as you just mentioned that it's our responsibility to get your money refunded to you, did we let you know that we are not going to refund that? We are going to definitely refund your money back to you, but the thing is, as you just mentioned previously, that you reached out to your insurance regarding the outstanding balance or the responsibilities that the insurance has applied to your account for the date of service February 3rd of 2025. Once we receive the full payment from the insurance, we will refund the total money in the amount of $255.51. By the time, if you want to wait, that's okay, but if you don't want to wait, I'll definitely gonna issue a refund in the amount of $148.01.
I want what I currently have owed back to me now.
So you
but once again,
owe us,
next
I mean,
time
you currently you have a currently credit balance with us in the amount of $148.01. That I can definitely
correct.
Go ahead and
I
issue to you.
Correct, I understand that. Once again, you're not answering my question. Why is it taking me reaching out to you? It should have been an automatic as soon as that refund came available, you guys should have been sending me a check or asking me how I wanted my money back.
Okay, I do get that, ma'am, but there's a manual process. There's no system invented that can be refunded to the patient.
No, let me tell you how it seems from a patient point of view. It seems like you would never have the intent of refunding me my money. That's how it feels.
I do understand, ma'am, but I appreciate that you are aware about your balance and you are calling us back to get your refund. And we are diligently here working for you, working for, to issue a refund to you, ma'am. There is no doubt on that one.
So my other problem, once again, is how you guys are coding things, because this seems to be a systemic problem.
Okay,
because
coding was done
you already
based
got
on the CMS guidelines, as per the insurance guidelines.
Apparently not, because you guys already charged me $255. I've been seeing for the same thing over and over and over again. So you guys are still coding the wrong way. That is my point.
No, ma'am.
If you've already been corrected by the insurance,
if you have an example,
how is this any different?
If you have an example that on this state of service we have coded the claim incorrectly, let me know the example. Or else
I will absolutely go get all the, I will have everything emailed to me. And where are you, what office are you located? So I can have this conversation, because I'm very frustrated that you are acting like I don't know what I'm talking about, and I absolutely do.
Okay.
So you don't know what my, you don't know what my job title is. You don't know what my background is. I actually know very a lot about this. So keep acting like I'm dumb, because I find this humorous at this point.
Okay.
And you're also accusing me once again of being belligerent, and I am not. I am stating facts, and you're not answering my questions until I'm asking and asking and asking, and then you're like, oh yeah, we can give you a refund after you originally said no. No, that's not my responsibility. That's your responsibility. No, it's not my responsibility. It is your responsibility as a company to issue me back my refund when it is due, when you are paid.
Okay, ma'am, I totally do get that, and I really do understand your frustration and everything that you are, showing about your with your questions and frustration. But the thing is, there is no that kind of system invented that can track the patient's credit balance and refund it automatically, because we have to manually sign the check and get refunded to the patient. System is not allowed to sign the check.
No, I understand that, but you have a checks and balances system, correct?
Sorry?
Your system, you use an accounting system, yes? An ERP system, if you will?
Yeah, we do use electronic system to take a payment, but if we want to refund the money to the patient, we'll use a check method.
That's not where I'm going. I understand that what you're saying is it's a manual text that needs to be cut. Completely understand that. Got it? We're on the same page. I understand what you're saying about it has to be manually signed. No problem, because that's how you guys prevent people doing things that they're not supposed to. Completely understand that. Okay?
Yes.
On the same page? We're good? All right. What I am saying is your accounting system, like all accounting systems, has a checks and balance, right? Just like old school, when you used to do it in your textbook and you're like, hold on, I have more money than what I am supposed to have. Where did this money come from? You guys don't have a report that runs like that?
We do have that report, ma'am, but the thing is, system is
that's
not calculating.
What I mean.
Okay. I totally do get to your point, but system is not designed to calculate for each and every patient. The system is only designed to verify how much we have received in our bank, and we will verify in the bank statements.
So
system will only allow us to see credit and debit.
I will accept that answer now, but what I'm trying to make you realize is that there is a gap in your process and it needs to be fixed.
Yeah, we'll work on it.
From a patient
standpoint. Thank you so much
for your feedback. I'm really not trying to be a jerk. I promise. Like, this is what I do all day and day in and out. Promise you. So I mitigate all day, every day. That's what I'm trying to explain is I'm not trying to be a jerk. I'm just saying, like, I guarantee you I'm probably one of the nicer ones when owed money, even though you think I'm yelling, and I hope you realize now this is really just the tone of my voice at all times. Truly have a vocal cord condition, promise you. But that's what I'm trying to explain is there's a gap in the process. I'm not trying to be a jerk about it or a-hole, whatever you want to call it. I'm just trying to say, like, hey, maybe it's something to go look at to better your system and better the quality of what you guys are doing. That way you don't have to deal with, like, angry people. That's all I'm trying to say.
I totally get your point, ma'am. But definitely we are going to work on this system that you're talking about. We'll research on this and we'll implement if it is possible. So basically, as of the moment, I can only issue a refund in the amount of $148.01. Up until now, if we receive the entire payment from your insurance for the direct service February 3rd of 25, we'll issue a refund next cycle. Or if you want to wait, you can wait. Or if you want right now 148, we can definitely issue a refund check to your mailing address to 320 Dallas Station, 1301 Herndon, Virginia 20171.
Yes, I would like it issued, please.
Yeah, I'll do that. Thank you so much, Sam.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.